And we're back. Another slice out of the old pizza box. Wow. Okay, so we'll get back to this, and I'll try and, you know, make it short and sweet, because like you said, Jason, there's other things we can talk about that we need to just cover real quickly. We got a second half of the show. There's a second half of the pizza. You cut it into smaller pieces, damn it. Anyway, so, and then fast forward it, right? And here we are. It's, you know, 2020 and, yeah, 2019 actually, and then into 2020, and, you know, all the establishment Dems are like, don't worry, folks, you know, we get, Bernie looks like he's going to win. This is Obama, you know, speaking at fundraisers. We'll stop him. We'll make sure. And they did. Okay. But, you know, listen, here's my theory with this Joe Manchin and the moderate Dems. This was all planned ahead of time, you know. I mean, you have to go back to when Biden said to the Wall Street clowns, you know, nothing will fundamentally change under my administration. And he's right, because we have the obstruction of the Republicans who are owned by that. But then you got guys like Joe Manchin. So why did Joe Biden give, you know, Manchin's wife a position, you know, and then, you know, have him not back us up after doing that? It's almost like I'm looking at it like he's rewarding him for running cover for Joe Biden, you know, because as long as I stand up and I'm willing to do this, and this clown is, you know, and I know people in West Virginia, you know, I got some friends out there that are just really, really upset about this. But again, it's like, you know, how do we stop it? You know, they can't recall this guy. And they can try and run somebody against him, right? Some progressive, somebody that cares about air, water, equality, things like that. And the big corporate Dems will smash the effort, man. I'm sick of it. I don't know what, you know, how many times are we going to watch it where the Democrats win an election based on, you know, the fact, first of all, that we wanted, you know, change. And then secondly, what, we're going to just accept it that it's not Trump instead of moving forward with, I mean, these things are serious for our children and grandchildren. I guess you old guys don't care, you know. Why do I say old guys? Because a lot of you guys are the ones that don't want to get vaccinated. Big tough guy, huh? You know, macho man. This is the low end of the critical thinking spectrum. And I'm just so sick of it, because you don't have to be really smart to know who the smart people are. They're the ones that, you know, they probably look better than us and maybe live better than us. And, you know, but I'm just saying, they, you know, they're looking out for everybody's welfare. They don't need to look out for their own. They're already doing good, right? That's why I can't stand a centrist politician, you know, obstructing 70%, 80%, maybe even more of what would be great for America, and then that 10 or 20% that it affects negatively, what, I guess they'll go hungry and won't have health care or place to live anymore? No, they just might not be able to buy that rocket to Mars or spend a couple million dollars to go up in a space shuttle that's been retired. I don't know if you guys saw what happened to some of those space shuttles before they were retired, but I certainly wouldn't pay. You might have to pay me $5 million to take a trip like that, because I'd be afraid I might not come back, right?
I got a question for you.
Yeah.
When did they stop teaching real history in schools, or was that never real history?
Yeah, you know, you would have to, like, go back to probably before white guys came over on boats to get the real history.
Gosh.
And I'm sure of that, you know. And I'm really excited, by the way, that Devil Radio added Native Roots Radio Monday through Friday live 6 to 7 p.m. I mean, because if I'm going to take like my clue from anybody on what are some of the things we can do to make this place better, I'm going to listen to somebody that actually heard from their ancestors, or, you know, by their own culture, has witnessed how much better it is than the direction we're going. But I've always been kind of plugged in that way, because I really love nature. And I don't care what creatures they are. You know, they might even be some of the scary ones or poisonous ones. But, you know, they're here for a reason. And the ecosystem, you know, lasted as long as it has because of a balance that is now a total imbalance. But, hey, man, I'm not going to quit fighting yet. I mean, as long as my mind and soul outlast my body, I think I'll stay in it. Oh, I'm going to take the call. You got Rick? Rick, what's happening? Can you hear me, man?
Yeah, how's it going?
All right. What's happening today?
Yeah, I was just going to say, this is why midterm elections are so important.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you have 50%, that's not enough. You know, I mean, you have to have all 50 people voting for something. If you have 60 or so, you know, you should have a pretty overwhelming majority. And that's where people have to, when they have these elections every 2 years, people need to pay attention, need to get out and vote for this stuff. It's not just the president. The president has very little power when it comes to Congress and the Senate. You know, I mean, it's that simple.
Yeah, and it also includes how you and I feel already, which is getting involved in activism. You can't just vote and then expect everything to happen. You got to push it in between. You got to push it afterwards. And, I mean...
Yeah, you have to hold their feet to the fire at all times, you know. Send them letters. Send them postcards.
That's why that's why we bring pitchforks and torches, dude. I mean,
it's not AK-47.
Actually, we just brought signs and, you know, blankets to stay overnight. Yeah. So.
And the horns, they may be legal.
Oh, I still have a few of them, and they're signed by, you know, some pretty impressive people, musicians, Native Americans from, you know, all over the place that came there standing up for Wisconsin.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I mean, but I'm planning on using it again. I'll just, you know, I might be a little more subtle with how I use it, but probably not. If I can get some people with me, man, then, a crowd gives you a bigger spine, right? Anyway, Rick,
yeah,
thanks.
Better blow them than wear them on your head.
Right? Hey, yeah, the point on your head's worse. Hey, thanks for calling. We're just about ready to hit the halfway point here. Hey, we'll take some more callers. 844-967-2789. And let's get to work on the Democratic Party. I can't do anything about Republicans, man. And I mean, there's plenty of them here in Wisconsin that disagree with me on how I think we need a much more assertive and progressive approach on all this. And, you know, I understand some of their argument. It's weak. Okay. I'm not going to go after Evers. He's done a lot of things positive. And, of course, Robin Voss and all the Republicans should be ashamed for using the Capitol Police to arrest us when we were protesting peacefully and singing, you know, calling it unlawful assembly when, geez, in reality, you know, you should have been arresting Voss and the Republicans in the assembly for unlawfulness, man. You let them just, and, it, you know, we're just doing our job. Everybody's just doing their job, right? But we're not doing a good enough job. So we're going to have to, like, step it up a little bit. And we'll talk about a couple of elections and reactions to that happened in Wisconsin this week.